Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air. It's been a bit sort of iffy over the past couple of days. Dodge tides, a bit windy. How are things looking?
The wind probably stuffed it up the most on the weekend, but prior to that, it wasn't too bad. If you know how to catch a fish, you're going to go get out and catch a fish.
Yeah, so for sure.
There's plenty around.
So how's Coffins going at the moment?
In the bays there, salmon trout are by far the most numerous fish to catch there. Shouldn't have a problem at all catching them.
Yeah, awesome.
There's also tommies, garfish, snook. There's a few whiting, a few legal whiting, and also I'd have a look for some flathead. There should be some of them starting to lurk around now. Bigger afternoon tides start to turn up really from now. Those bigger flathead are going to start coming inside the bays there.
They sort of follow that tide?
They do, yeah.
Fair enough. And Farm Beach, the whiting. Any good word?
Pretty consistent. Probably the best area that I know of would be the deep water grounds, where you can also hook onto gummy sharks as well. Pretty much all the grounds have got whiting to some degree.
Okay.
Sometimes you've got to move around because you might get an area where there's a lot of undersized fish. You just got to move until you find a better patch. Plenty out there, likewise with garfish. There's plenty of garfish there. If you don't want to get whiting or you caught your whiting pretty quick, you can have a crack at some gars. Fish, salmon, trout, tommies, and also some snook.
Yeah, cool. And offshore, how are things looking with the tuna? Have they started to turn up in pretty decent numbers? Or?
Yeah, look, they're mostly around that hummocks and the Rocky Island. That seems to be the best area for them. But look, they're showing up in other areas as well. It's just some areas they're there and then the next day they're gone. So that's just what tuna do. They can turn up anywhere out there. Pretty, as soon as you get past Point Sir Isaac's, you're in with a chance.
Yeah, sweet.
But yeah, you just never know when they rock up. But there's also some really good Sansa fish and kingfish out there, sharks, nanigai, and blue morlong as well. So there's quite a good variety of fish out there when you can get out there.
Yeah, exactly. But when you can get out there, worth having a crack.
It is, definitely. Yeah.
Your land-based fishes, are the salmon kind of firing up now a little bit? It is getting cold.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, even though it's summer, it doesn't feel like it's summer. There are salmon around. Convention Beach and Mount Drummond seems to be the areas where, really, only areas we've heard of salmon this week. But you never know where they'll turn up. I have heard of them up in the National Park in areas you don't normally hear about, like Mullalong Beach and also Sensation Beach.
Okay.
Not many people really go up there catch them, only because it's a bit of a trek up there.
Yeah,
look, they can turn up anywhere there, but there's some other good fishing at Frenchman's, Culf's Point, and also in the National Park, and there's a good mixture of whiting, garfish, tommies, snook, and sweep, and also the odd flathead as well. They can turn up in those areas as well, so you don't have to just fish for salmon.
Mm.
There's some real good eating fish there as well.
Perfect. Yum. Lincoln, how are the jetties going at the moment?
Squid have been the main target sort of late in the day and early mornings, but there's also a few whiting, tommies, garfish, and a few snook. There are kingfish around. They're in small numbers, and they've been pretty hard to catch. But if you want to give it a crack, you can.
The garfish, have they started to come in pretty strong now?
Along the North Shore and also Murray's Point is pretty good, like close to town. And if you want to go to the National Park, there's plenty of spots. Just find a spot which is out of the wind. You've got the wind behind you going, behind your back. Get a bit of burley going, and you can get some real nice garfish in a fairly short time.
Yes,
in the National Park.
Wait. Love it. How are the yellowfin going? A little bit up north towards Louth Bay there.
Yeah, they're going to get better and better. We've got bigger tides in the afternoon coming up, so it's going to be really good. We just need that wind to swing around or drop out, and it should be really good. So up at Louth Bay, it's definitely getting a lot better up there. If you want to cast some little lures around, little sugar pens and other little surface poppers, you can get some good yellowfin off the beaches up along there.
Yeah, awesome. I suppose your usual suspects, your whiting, your gars, salmon, snook, squid, they'd all be sort of throughout the system as well, hey?
Yeah, all through the bays, the boat fishers, they're catching all those. And the blue crabs, it's this time of the year when people really want to start to targeting the crabs. There are a lot more around now.
Mm.
Likewise, we've got better tides coming up in the afternoon, so they're going to start really to show up.
Cool.
And there's already been some really good catches caught, and you just want to go easy on them. Some people do get a bit carried away, I think, and they'll go out day after day after day and catch a whole heap.
You'll get all crabbed out.
If you want them to last and you want them there for years to come, just think about how many you take.
Yeah, for sure. You were saying, though, that they were on the up in terms of numbers. So it's certainly positive to see that they finally turned up and are pretty solid overall.
Yeah, we've still got a fairly, I would say, still a fairly fragile sort of crab numbers here. Like, mm-hmm. they can be really good, but then if you hammer them, the numbers will crash and you... Doesn't take long.
Yeah, for sure. If you're, say, heading out a bit further, out trying to hunt some whiting, whereabouts is probably best?
Thistle Island's definitely the best. There's some real good ones down there, and there's plenty of them, but they're also starting to show up in places like Taylor's and McLaren's, but they have been patchy there, so it doesn't mean that you're going to go there and catch them. You can go there and get absolutely nothing. Yep. But, yeah, some people are starting to get some nice catches of whiting down there.
Yeah, awesome. And still usual suspects hanging around too?
You can also get squid, snook, and garfish down that way. And then if you want to head out a little bit further offshore in that deeper water, there's nanogai, blue morwong, sharks, kingfish, and samsons, and the tuna pretty lean still.
Hopefully as it starts to cool off a little bit, they'll start to just turn up a bit more. And
we know they're there, but they're still not, it's not a very good year down there. That's for sure. The currents just haven't been warm enough and pushing right down past south of Lincoln. Hopefully, fingers crossed, in the next couple of weeks that they do a dozen proof.
Humby Bay, how's the jetty going at the moment?
Look, there's some decent kingfish up there. It's so about 80 centimetres. They're swimming around. Apparently there's quite a few of them up there, but very hard to hook.
Okay.
There's also fish, tommy, snook, and squid. And off the beaches, yellowfin whiting, pretty good numbers off the beaches there. You shouldn't have too many issues trying to get a few there for a feed. And also there's a few small flathead have been starting to show up on some of those beaches with those bigger tides. And yeah, that's going to be a pretty popular spot for flathead in the next few months.
Yeah, awesome. If you're out in the boat, how are things going?
There's some really good garfish in close. That's probably the main catch, but there's also squid, snook, and a few nice whiting as well.
Okay. If you're heading out to the group and really sort of targeting, what about trevally? I mean, I love a good trevally. Any joy?
Yeah, nah, they're out there and there's some decent ones too, and they're actually quite a good fish to, like those trevally, like the good ones, up around 35 centimetre and bigger. Really nice, just gilled and gutted, wrap them up in our foil, a bit of lemon, chuck them on the barbecue, and they are supreme. I reckon they are excellent, excellent eating fish.
Talking my language.
Very underrated.
And I suppose you don't hear of them very often, do you?
No, well, a lot, they can be a real pest out in some of those areas out there, especially when it gets warmer, the water warms up and you get all these trevally, and sometimes you just can't get rid of them. You put a bit of burley down and they're just in plague proportion. Those bigger ones, they are good fish, and it's just everyone just wants to eat whiting and garfish and squid.
Diversify it, eh?
Yeah.
How's Port Neal and Arno Bay going?
Look, off the jetties, there's a good mix of garfish, tommies, snook, squid there, so you can get get a decent feed there, especially with the garfish. Beaches in the area, there's a few flathead, plenty of yellowfin whiting.
Yeah, awesome. And the boat, probably much the same?
It is, yeah. The boat fishers, they're finding whiting, snook, garfish and squid. And look, I'd say when this wind dies down, it's going to be pretty good fishing up that way.
Yeah, you beauty. And our product of the week, it's a bloody nice looking, but quite light yellowfin rod.
Yeah, so this is a rod and reel we've actually sold quite a lot of. The rod itself is the main feature of the combo. It's the Shimano Centaur Stealth. It's a 7-foot rod. It's a 1 to 3 kilo rod. Now, this is just a perfect little rod for casting little lures and poppers for your yellowfin whiting. Mm-hmm. And look, some of those lures that you're casting only weigh 3 or 4 grams. So you match this up with some real light braids, like some decent braid. It's a little 1000 Shimano Natsuki reel, which is perfect little reel fishing for yellowfin whiting. The real light braid and how light the rod is, you can cast a little 3 or 4 gram lure out a mile.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Some of these little lures are so light and so small. How the hell am I going to cast this out? How are you going to get this out 10 feet?
Yeah.
But you can cast these out, up to 30 metres.
Damn.
In the right conditions. Even when you've got a bit of wind, you can still get out, probably 20 metres or more with that. So
awesome.
And that's what you need. You need a nice, light little rod for the yellowfin whiting. It gives you gives the lure real good action. It's just a rod that it's just perfect. There's a lot of other rods around that do the same sort of job, but this one is just one that just works really well.
Is that because it's so light?
Yeah, it is. Well, there's a lot of other rods that have that same sort of lightness, but it's just the action that it's got. It just works the lure really well. There's other rods, like very similar rods, they might be stiffer or floppier, and they just don't work the lure like this rod does, and it's been a very popular rod. They're getting hard to get. I've only got a few of these left, and if you want one, I wouldn't be leaving it too long because they're not going to be in the shop for much longer.
So where can we come and find this rod?
You can find them in the shop on 16 to 18 Hallett Place, and we're right across from Centenary Footy.
You beauty. Shane, thanks so much for coming in for What's Catching on Air, mate.
Thanks, Ben.